I would say I speak for all the family when I say, you know, we were immensely proud. Ivan himself was a very humble man, and he probably would have been mortified at the fact the bridge was being named after him, you know, but definitely a great source of pride for the family.
And it was on his anniversary, and I suppose in 2 years it'll be coming up on the 20-year anniversary. So to be remembered in such a way, nearly two decades later, speaks volumes to the man that Ivan was.
Ivan was a great advocate for Strabane and the Strabane people, a great believer in a champion for social justice, and that turret just epitomised, you know, the esteem that he was held in Strabane.
And that has been reflected in the plaque and in the memorial to him. What would have been, I suppose, maybe his most proud things to have worked on during his time as a councillor?
He worked on many, many things, you know. Just what stands out is his commitment to the people in Strabane. He never went into politics for any personal gain. It was just, he loved the town, he loved the people in the town. And he could see down through the years, you know, where the town had been marginalised. And he just always thought to try and put that right. That's ironic, just knowing that the bridge is directly above the spot where Ivan's sister, Denise, was murdered in 1976. No one has ever been brought to account for that. Ivan worked tirelessly, you know, to try and get justice for Denise. Unfortunately, he passed away before he could achieve it. You know, the family's carrying that fight on.
Whenever it's a memorial to him, it nearly is like one for her as well, in the location
exactly. There's a, I don't know, personally speaking, you know, I feel a certain warmth and the thought that, you know, Ivan's there watching over Denise at that spot now.